I'm correspondent Tom Wilmer reporting from Montgomery County in Virginia. Come along and join me for a conversation with Emma Cook, Tourism Program Assistant with Virginia's Montgomery County, Blacksburg, Christiansburg Regional Tourism, as she shares some of her favorite things to do and see in the area. Next up is a visit with Daniel Riley, owner of the historic Blacksburg Tavern, situated in the oldest house on Main Street, circa 1892, in the heart of downtown Blacksburg, Virginia.
My name is Emma Cook, and I am the Tourism Program Assistant for Montgomery County Regional Tourism. I've grown up in Blacksburg and Christiansburg, so I've been in this area my whole life. I was a graduate of Virginia Tech, class of 2023, in Communication Program.
That's right across the street, right?
Yeah, right across the street.
Yeah. So you stayed in town, and you went to work for Regional Tourism.
Yes, I did. My whole family pretty much lives here, my grandparents, my parents, so it just made sense for me to stay in the area.
Convenient.
Yes. Yeah.
Rather than reinventing the wheel.
Exactly.
During your college years, were you able to travel at all and kind of see more of the East Coast?
So I was in college during COVID,
oh.
So it made it a little bit harder to travel.
No kidding.
I went to Germany my summer before my freshman year.
Pre-COVID,
yeah. Yes, 2019. And after that, I didn't get to travel quite as much as I would have liked to, but I'm hoping to be able to do that more now.
So here you are, the world comes to you.
Yep.
And so you're like an ambassador for visitors and people that come to experience Blacksburg, the county, and the Virginia Tech, right?
Exactly, yeah.
So tell us about, let's say we had just one day to go to see and do things. Where would you take me? What would we do?
It's tough.
I know. Too many choices, huh?
Well, I would definitely take you around the Virginia Tech campus. Probably the Hahn Horticulture Garden was one of my favorite places to go while I was a student and study. And they have beautiful flowers. They have a pond full of fish, like koi, which is really nice. And they had Wi-Fi, so I was able to do schoolwork there.
Wow, that's right on campus.
Yes. The duck pond is also very nice. I really like outdoor spaces. Yeah. Lots of beautiful trees around there. So yeah, probably Tech campus. I would take you to one of the many coffee shops here. I love coffee, and we have lots of great options here. One place we went to on the media tour, how was one place that I go to a lot. There's also a coffee shop called Next Door Bake Shop that I like to go to.
Gilly's. Is it more the atmosphere, or is it the type of coffee they serve?
Both, yeah. Especially, Howell, I feel like they create a really nice atmosphere in there. They have, like, fairy lights and stuff. And they also have unique drinks. And the Next Door Bake Shop is just kind of a cozy, like, atmosphere. So I like hanging out there.
Would you call Blacksburg a very walkable city?
Yes, yeah. Definitely. It's set up more so to have lots of pedestrians and bikers. I think there's some work that could be done on some of the main roads to make it a little bit safer, but
but generally a walkable town.
Yes, yeah.
So what are some of the other things that we could do and see that are you're most proud of?
Well, Gilly's Restaurant, one of my favorite restaurants around here, is in downtown Blacksburg. They have like vegetarian, pescatarian food, and I say it's been around since like the 70s maybe. So
it's a legend. It's an icon. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So there's a brewery kind of down Price's Fork Road. It's kind of out near a bunch of farmland called Moon Hollow Brewery, and it's beautiful out there. And they have I usually just get soda there, but it's really good. And I've heard that their beer is amazing as well. So.
And you have some cider places, right? Hard cider.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. The place that we're in right now, Maroon Door, I know they have cider. I think that the ones that they have here are locally sourced from other places, but they do make beer here.
Uh-huh, yeah, so. I saw the big tubs back there.
Yeah.
Okay, a little bit more. Some other cool must-do, must-sees in Blacksburg and Virginia Tech.
Well,
well, the theater class, that's incredible.
Yes. Yeah,
talk to us about that.
The Moss Arts Center.
Yeah.
Yes, so they built that in 2013. I was in middle school when they built it. And it's really unique because they built the theater kind of to have a lot of different purposes, their main theater area. So it can hold concerts and Broadway shows and dance performances. And then they also have art galleries upstairs and downstairs that they cycle through every semester. Different artists and different types of, they have usually multimedia galleries in there,
so. That's cool. Okay, a little bit more. I know they're we're getting ready to go.
Probably just taking a walk through downtown, because there's so many cool businesses to see. Some that I haven't even been to yet because they're so new. There's an ice cream shop called Sugar Magnolia that's really fun. They have an ice cream section and then they have a gift shop section. So they have lots of unique things in there. It's really fun.
Right after sunrise, we went on a cool hike around a pond. Tell us about that. And that's very approachable, very close.
Yes, so Pandapus Pond is a little bit down Highway 460, right next to Giles County. And they have a boardwalk area around the pond. And they also have a network of trails around the pond where people can mountain bike, hike, all sorts of things. They also have a pollinator garden out there, at least they used to. Was maintained by volunteers.
That's for bees and butterflies and whatnot?
Exactly, yeah. Yes. Yeah, so I've always enjoyed going there to hike since I was a kid.
Talking about hiking, this is world-famous destination for Blue Ridge Mountains and biking and hiking. Talk to us about some of the other places to go and see nearby.
Yeah, so there's also the Huckleberry Trail is a very popular spot for walking and biking. And it connects between Blacksburg and Christiansburg, the neighboring town. And there's several offshoots of it that go to different areas of the towns. And not, I don't know if all of them are completely connected, but I do know you can, on certain parts of it, you can go from Blacksburg to Christiansburg and just stay on the same trail. And there's lots of
trails. That's walking, hiking, or biking.
Yes, exactly. And it's pretty flat, so it's, for the most part, so it's approachable for a lot of different people. And it's an easy one to go to.
One more best pick. We got two more hours in town. Where do we go? What do we do?
Okay. This is tough.
I know.
It's getting good questions.
Well, there are too many choices, huh?
I know. There's so many cool places to go. I would say the Inn at Virginia Tech is very fun. If you go at Christmas time, they have a Christmas tree thing that they set up where different organizations decorate their trees with a certain theme, and they have it all in the main hall, and that's really neat to see.
Explain about the inn, because that's interesting. It's not that common to have a hotel conference center run by a university on campus.
Exactly, yes. Hotel that's actually on Tech campus. It's technically run by a separate company called Crestline Hotels, but they work a lot with the university. They host conferences there. They have guests come for everything from graduation to football games to people, groups of journalists that are coming to visit. They also host banquets and things like that there.
Unfortunately, Emma, we're getting the time to go.
Okay.
So we'll have to come back and do part two with you. To learn more about your world, Blacksburg, Christiansburg, where's the go-to site to learn more?
Our website is gotomontva.com, and we have a virtual visitor center on there. On the front page, you can click a button and go there, and it pulls up information from the entire county, and you can see attractions and events. It's Emma Cook, and I am Tourism Program Assistant for Montgomery County Regional Tourism.
My name is Daniel Riley. I'm the owner of the Blacksburg Tavern in Blacksburg, Virginia.
And it's your tavern.
It is. That's right.
So, interesting story. The rumor is you were out in California. You're from here, but you wound up in California. And you heard about this cool Victorian that was for sale. And if nobody bought it, they were going to bulldoze it. Is that accurate?
It's as simple as that. That's right. I was on the internet from California looking at a home in my hometown for a place to buy to live in. But then I stumbled across this one for sale as a commercial property and endangered. And it was a time is of the essence. It was within 1 year of a demolition permit.
Wow.
And I thought that old house should be a restaurant because I knew my hometown didn't have another old house restaurant. Mm-hmm. So I thought that's what it should be.
You made it happen.
I made it happen, I guess. Yeah, that's right.
And you have a background in hospitality and restaurant?
Well, you know, I sure don't. Uh-huh.
So you're gutsy mama.
You know, I guess so. Foolhardy.
Yeah.
You'd have to really want to do it. You know, I was interested first in the old house because I'd grown up around old houses. People in my family had restored old houses. And so that was my first interest. And I thought, you know, it should be a restaurant. Mm-hmm. So I thought, how hard could it be to have a restaurant? So I was working as a banker in California, and I thought, well, this is what I'll do instead. So here I am.
Interesting. When you went to Virginia Tech, right?
My father was a professor at Virginia Tech, and that brought my family here when I was a kid.
So you grew up here?
I grew up here. That's right. But then I was determined to go away for college, so I did.
And that's how you got to California.
Well, eventually to California. Mm-hmm. That's right. I was gone for 20 years from my hometown.
Oh, wow.
But my father was here the whole time, so I came back and was never too far away from home at once.
So how long has the restaurant been open now?
The Blacksburg Tavern is just over 5 years old. So it's kind of a long and winding story, but I bought the place 13 years ago, and now we're 5 years old.
Interesting. How long did it take you to renovate, permit, get it ready to go?
That's a tough one to give a really straight answer on, too. Yeah. It took a couple of years. I was attempting to do the Blacksburg Tavern immediately in 2010, and I lightened my load and took on a tenant restaurant. So my tenant operated her own restaurant here for several years.
Oh, wow.
And then she moved away and got married, and I thought, well, I'll do my original idea after all.
Mm-hmm.
So then that's why we're 5 years old.
Interesting.
Yeah, thank you.
And talk to us about what your thematic approach of your cuisine is, what you
offer. Well, thanks, absolutely. You know, I let the old house pick all of the details. So I grew up eating this kind of Southern home cooking that my grandparents from Raleigh, North Carolina. So dinner at their home always looked just like this: fried chicken and green beans and mashed potatoes and those kind of Southern home cooking staples. And so I thought that this menu fit this house. Since this house is from the 1890s, I imagine that the people who built it probably had something to eat like this. So
did you ever research ownership who built
the house? Oh, I did. Immediately. I couldn't wait to do it, so I did. I went to the county courthouse basement and found all the deeds.
What did they do?
You know, I had a hard time finding a whole lot of details about the builder, but he lived here for only about 10 years or so, sold off some adjoining lots for the building of a church and this corner commercial building next door to us. And so it went through several different owners during the last decade of the 1800s and first half of the 1900s.
It basically wound up abandoned?
Never abandoned. The people I bought it from...
Why were they going to bulldoze it?
Oh, well, apparently no one really stepped forward who was feeling wild enough to fix it up. Now, it wasn't in bad shape when I bought it, but it had been used as a framing shop for about 25 years. So it needed foundation work and things that were kind of chasing off more sound-minded people. And so there was a developer waiting in the wings to knock it down and put something else here, which would make perfect sense. But as an old house enthusiast, I thought, well, I'll fix it up. So here we are. It was never in bad shape. It just needed some major upfitting for a restaurant.
Would you do it again?
Oh, you know, I'd have to say sure. I would. It's the most difficult and the most fulfilling thing I've ever done professionally, for sure.
And a little bit more about your restaurant. Who do you cater to? Is it the gamut?
Yeah, you know, it sounds like a cop-out answer, but truly everybody comes here. So I tell people all the time, in this college town, we get people from 18 to 118. So as you can see, we're not just a student joint. So many places are in this college town. At least a fair amount of places are. But we get students on dates, in groups, families, retirees, travelers. So we really do get a nice, healthy mix of everybody.
There was a whole bunch of young families with little kids earlier today.
Yes. Absolutely, yeah, that's pretty typical for us.
That's so cool. A little bit more about your food cuisine.
Sure.
Do you try and source locally?
Oh, of course, that's right. So we try to tout as much from local in Virginia as we can. So that's important. From the beginning, the whole theme was meant to be local and regional. So our murals, painted by my great aunt at the age of 91, are this all local subject matter. She painted at Mount Vernon, George Washington's Mount Vernon, the inn at Mount Vernon, that is, the new construction. So she did the restaurant and the bar there.
How cool.
And if you look at pictures of the walls at the inn at Mount Vernon, you can tell it's the same artist, so it's very similar. And so my great aunt, the painter, she liked to incorporate local subject matter. So these are local landmark buildings on our walls. And the remaining walls, we covered in old black and white photos of Blacksburg and Virginia Tech. We're always all bluegrass music, keeping that regional and historical. And we emphasize bourbon, so that fits our theme. So we're thematic.
Yeah, love it. All right, to learn more about your world, website or Facebook.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. What? So we're on both, of course. So we're at theblacksburgtavern.com, and same for our Facebook page.
That's easy.
That's easy. Straightforward. And my name is Daniel Riley. I'm the owner here at the Blacksburg Tavern.
Awesome, Daniel. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, this was fun.
Thank you.
I'm your host, Tom Wilmer, reporting from Virginia. We'll see you here.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, iTunes, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
This is Roseanne Cash, and I'm sitting here with Tom Wilmer. Please support your local NPR station. I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. If I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.
World Bicycle Relief partners with communities to deliver specially designed, locally assembled rugged bicycles for people in need. Nearly 1 billion people in rural regions of the world live in communities far from the nearest paved road, walking miles every day just to survive. Distance is a barrier to attending school, receiving health care, delivering goods to market, and other critical services needed to thrive. Find out how you can help deliver rugged, dependable, life-changing bicycles to deserving communities. Log on to worldbicyclerelief.org to learn more.